What happens when the line between hatred and attraction blurs beyond recognition? In the hallways of Royal Elite School, 16-year-old Elsa's modest dreams of academic excellence and a Cambridge future shatter the moment she catches Aiden King's attention. As the heir to King Enterprises and part owner of the school, Aiden doesn't just rule the social hierarchy, he weaponizes it. When he pins Elsa against a wall and promises, "I will destroy you," it's not just a threat, but a vow that will define the next 2 years of her life. His silver eyes burn with inexplicable hatred as he orchestrates her social isolation, spreads vicious rumors, and turns her dream school into a psychological battlefield. The mystery deepens. Why would someone with unlimited wealth, power, and privilege fixate on destroying a scholarship student with no connections? This question creates an invisible thread binding them together in a relationship charged with fear, fascination, and forbidden attraction, where the predator may become prey to his own obsession. 2 years into Aiden's campaign of destruction, their dynamic shifts dangerously. When he catches Elsa recording his friend's harassment, he initiates a twisted psychological courtship. In an empty classroom, he unbuttons her shirt to retrieve her hidden phone, exposing her heart surgery scar. With murderous fascination, he demands she call him King, beginning their defining power struggle. Their interactions evolve into a chess game, simultaneously creating distance and intimacy. When Elsa unexpectedly knees him during a confrontation, she feels empowerment that awakens something in both of them. Their power plays function as a perverse flirtation, each challenge drawing them closer. Through rebellion and submission, they create their own language of power and desire. A grazing touch serves as both threat and promise. A shared glance carries weight beyond mere eye contact. Their relationship becomes a complex dance where fear and attraction blur beyond recognition. Both Elsa and Aiden carry deep psychological wounds shaping their behaviors. Elsa's recurring nightmares feature monsters, dark basements, and drowning, fragments of inaccessible memories. During these episodes, she hears phrases like, "You'll never escape me," and "You're my masterpiece," suggesting abuse beyond the house fire she believes killed her parents. Aiden's trauma manifests differently. His mother died when he was 7, officially from illness, though rumors suggest suicide. Elsa notices circular scars around his ankle, resembling chain marks, and slash marks down his back, indicating systematic abuse. When questioned, he deflects or responds angrily. Their shared trauma creates an unspoken bond. When Aiden climbs through Elsa's window after a violent nightmare and holds her through the night, we see genuine tenderness. She sleeps peacefully in his arms, suggesting that, despite their toxic dynamic, they provide each other safety their traumatized psyches recognize. The novel uses these trauma histories to explain their intense attraction without excusing their destructive behaviors, Elsa's control issues from lost memories, and Aiden's possessiveness from abandonment and abuse. Despite recognizing Aiden's manipulation, Elsa finds herself inexplicably drawn to him. Their physical encounters crackle with dangerous electricity, a primal dance leaving her simultaneously repelled and magnetized. When he corners her in a coffee shop bathroom, her body responds despite her mental objections. What makes their relationship compelling is Elsa's self-awareness. She acknowledges her attraction is unhealthy, yet can't deny its power. After their first sexual encounter, she reflects that being with Aiden feels like falling off a cliff, terrifying yet thrilling. She wonders why part of her wants the experience to hurt, recognizing that pain makes her feel alive after years of emotional numbness. The novel explores darker aspects of desire. When Aiden suggests she needs an excuse to admit her desires, he raises questions about agency. Their dynamic becomes a space where Elsa explores suppressed aspects of herself, her anger at past trauma, her unexplored sexuality, her capacity for breaking rules. For trauma survivors like Elsa, conventional relationships might feel empty. The intensity of their toxic connection provides a feeling of aliveness that balanced relationships lack, making the adrenaline rush of danger its own addiction. Jealousy functions as both weapon and aphrodisiac for Aiden and Elsa. When she resists becoming his, Aiden deliberately flaunts Silver to provoke her jealousy, a manipulation that works, triggering violent thoughts in Elsa. His possessiveness permeates her life, becoming jealous even when she takes photos with football players, warning her not to idolize other men. Elsa begins mirroring this behavior. When she finds Aiden with Silver, she violently grabs Silver by the hair, triggering a memory fragment. Steel blood runs through your veins, princess. Their mutual jealousy creates a circuit of intensity that both strengthens their connection and reveals its toxicity. Aiden admits he would kill any man who touched Elsa, but never leave her, while she would immediately leave him for cheating, exposing their fundamentally different relationship views. The novel offers no simple answers about whether wanting someone exclusively signifies love or control, but illustrates how jealousy serves as both evidence of care and mechanism of control in their addictive, destructive dynamic. A web of secrets surrounds both characters, creating the narrative's driving mystery. Elsa's suppressed memories, a response to childhood trauma, form one thread. Meanwhile, Aiden's cryptic comment that Elsa was a ghost when they met hints at a shared history she can't recall. The story builds to a devastating revelation. Elsa overhears that her parents allegedly killed Aiden's mother. This suggests his promise to destroy her was actually an elaborate revenge plot, making their relationship founded on deception. This revelation raises profound questions. Can genuine connection grow from false pretenses? Does understanding someone's motivations change how we judge their actions? If Aiden believed Elsa's family responsible for his mother's death, does that justify his behavior? And if their connection developed despite this motive, does that make it more or less meaningful? The novel ends on a cliffhanger, Elsa pushed into a pool after learning this truth, perfectly encapsulating the central question. When built on toxic foundations, can genuine love emerge, or is destruction inevitable? This dark romance captivates through how both characters transform via their destructive relationship. Elsa starts as someone living by strict rules, perfect grades, behavior, and emotional control, earning her the nickname Frozen. Through Aiden, she discovers her suppressed capacity for anger, jealousy, and passion. When her friend points out that Elsa has always lived by others' rules rather than her own, it highlights her core development. Her attraction to Aiden stems partly from his complete disregard for social expectations, prompting her to question her authentic life choices. Even Aiden shows glimpses of change. Though still manipulative, moments of vulnerability emerge, like admitting, "I was never supposed to like you this much," or holding Elsa through nightmares without taking advantage. Their story raises a profound question. Can a toxic connection lead to healing? Or are we drawn to what reflects our deepest wounds? The revelation that their relationship might be built on revenge leaves us wondering whether some connections, despite their intensity, are ultimately doomed by their dark origins.